Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Does Lima like?
Or does Lima no like?
Like?
Tell me likey.
I'm liking it.
I like it a lot.
No like.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like? No like.
But I definitely knew what I liked, and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
We're just talking off the air before we get to this. And Owen was at the ballpark over the weekend, and he was mentioning, you know, what the crowds were like. And yesterday was a little bit less compared to the big Friday and Saturdays. And I think the forecast, too.
It rained up until.
But they made it sound like there was going to be thunderstorms and rain blanketing the region. And it didn't seem to be that at all.
It's been that for the last 2 weeks. If you look, I've had to pay attention to the weather.
I know, but Owen said something interesting. He's like, oh, his kid was, you know, not annoyed, but like.
A little disappointed.
Disappointed that Altuve wasn't in there. And I go, really? Altuve? And then Ken goes, yeah, Hall of Famer. And I'm just like, yeah, he's had an amazing career. He's been incredible. I didn't know that he had reached the status of. A younger person was
part of that too.
Disappointed they didn't see him.
Now, admittedly, he did go, who do they have? And I go, well, Altuve's Hall of Famer. He's like, oh, I've heard of him. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That was it. And then he wasn't in the lineup. And
Hall of
then,
Famer? That'd be upsetting. But
he got the great boo on Saturday.
So overall,
Lima no like.
You know, it stinks. They dropped 2 out of 3 in this series. And it seems like every game, it has just been. It luckily they won yesterday. It has just been really hard for this team to put up any kind of a big inning, a big game, you know, run wise at the plate. They just have not been able to do it. Look at all their games recently. They've all been under 4, under 5. Like there's been no explosions. They've kind of just been situated here. And now, you know, you blink and they're 7.5 games back. They're in third place in the division. It's just kind of a rough go at it recently. They just have not been able to find anything in terms of offense.
It's been famine as much as it gets. I think that. Do you think Steven Vogt's a little panicky right now with some of the moves that he's made? That pinch hit the other night where Framil Reyes was batting, 150 going in and even less against lefties.
And even John Kinsey Noel.
Did I say Framil Reyes?
You did.
I'm sorry. John Kinsey Noel.
They're essentially the same player.
You know what? No. You know why it happened? Is I swear to God, yesterday after the game, Class A closed it out. They came back from break, and you see these, like, they had to be a couple or a brother and sister, one of the two. I'm not sure, which is, there's a big difference there. One was wearing a Miles Straw jersey, and one was wearing a Framil Reyes jersey. And then I started thinking about what Framil Reyes is up to. And I messed it up, so I'm sorry. John Kenzie Noel is hitting even less.
He is not in Major League Baseball right now.
He's hitting even less. Well, he's definitely not hitting as well against lefties. But John Kenzie Noel, he hitting even worse against lefties. I'm like, man, this is a rough thing to do to bring this guy in here at this juncture in this game.
Yeah, speaking of.
Lima no likes.
Mentioned Noel. It is amazing how, and again, there's 1,000 reasons why baseball is just different from the other sports. somebody who had such a big moment last year in the postseason and now gets optioned down to try to figure things out. It is really the most frustrating sport because you just don't know. It is so unpredictable what kind of guys are going to have staying power in this league. You know, there's just so few and far between guys like Jose Ramirez.
Did Oscar Gonzalez end up, is he in Korea now?
I think he might be
in Korea seeing what opportunities there are there, and he was a postseason hero for
everybody. Just that somebody could be such a hero.
Yeah.
And we are not even to July. We're not even in the dog days yet, and they're trying to figure things out as he gets sent down. So that's just, it makes it, it's why baseball is so hard to really project, to really talk about in comparisons to the other sports.
Yeah.
Because you just know what you're getting out of so many guys any other sports that you just have no idea in baseball, how temperamental things can be. So it's rough. They got to get going here. Especially we did get maybe some better news.
I'm alive.
When it comes to Shane Bieber, because boy, the way the reporting came out and just the tenor of the news surrounding Bieber at this time last week or later in last week, thought it was going to be done for. Now they're just like, delayed everything about a week. So,
thank God.
Yeah, thank God is right, because I was reading tea leaves last week, and maybe
talk to the surgeon then?
Well, it's what got me into trouble to begin with. So hopefully, we can get him back and better than ever.
I'm alive.
Hey, I got to watch one of the final NBA games of the year last night. However,
Lima no likes.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It was not good, and I'm worried this could be the rest of the series because it was not good for Indiana. They found themselves down again, which was a familiar refrain, but you kept wondering, when can I just go to bed? With an Indiana Pacers game now.
I saw that last night. And then I woke up this morning. I saw the responses on social media to the game and like the Thunder. And it's like, oh, gosh, you guys already think you won the championship. Did they unlock something there with Indiana where it's like, okay, now you're really done. And then now that's the end of it. Because they did look different. I grant you that. But I think a lot of us were waiting for this comeback from Oklahoma or from Indiana last night that didn't happen. And now it feels to everybody, okay, now they're back on track. They're going to go and they're going to win this game, win the series in 5. So I want to see what it is going back to Indiana, which is hell on earth to play basketball in, according to Mitch. So,
having no likes.
And apparently, there's a lot of people that do not like the NBA Finals. Lowest ratings from game one, despite the heroics and the amazing all-time finish. They had the worst game one number since the league's COVID-19 downturn, according to this headline in Yahoo, a 4.7 rating and 8.9 million viewers. That is not good. Not good at all. And I imagine game two, even though it was Sunday early at 8, I'm guessing it wasn't that good yesterday.
I wonder how
either.
Many people got bamboozled like I did, and staying around because Indy has kept doing the comebacks.
Well, couldn't have been that many if they're only getting that number.
I'm more mad at them about this than them beating the Cavs.
Just because you had to lose sleep. That's fair.
Yes.
That's fair.
They did try something yesterday.
I'm a like.
They superimposed the finals logo onto the court after all the blowback for not having a special feel for the NBA Finals. So I say Lima likes because at least they tried something, but I don't understand what they can't
go
they,
back. To
they
the
can't,
way it was.
They're the NBA. They just tripled their TV deal. They can't figure out a way to put the actual logo on.
You triple your TV deal, then you go out of your way. And this, you know what? Credit where it's due. Mitch brought this up, and I totally agree with him. Is I thought the fans made it a big deal in Oklahoma City, but it's like, okay, fans are fans. Like that's a you can do that in the second round of the Western Conference playoffs. You need to have the script, cursive, the finals on the floor. Show everybody that it's the extra thing. It's
yeah, they
the
did
big
more for the
issue.
Think about it. They do way more for the in-season tournament now to differentiate
what
the basketball is. They try to make that look special with the courts, but the
right.
NBA Finals just looks like game 13 of the season on a Tuesday night.
Yeah. Remember when they used to put the big Larry O'Brien, the whole side
they
of the
got a little
court
carried
the
away.
Yeah.
They did get a little carried away
but
back
I'll still
then.
Still take that because at least you're trying.
But now they're really carried away with the in-season tournament. But right. Like just the script, the cursive, the finals. That's all you need.
And finally,
I'm alive.
A big shout out to my good buddy, my colleague, my coworker, Ken Carman, mopping up and bringing journalism back the way it was intended. Mopping up at the, what were the awards called?
The Cleveland Press Club Awards.
Cleveland,
the Press Club of Cleveland Awards. Thank you very much for noticing.
Loves those awards.
What a distinguished honor. We've got to add it up to the Wall of Fame here, along with Ken's. How many other awards does he have? He wins everything now.
He's got that one from the OHSAA.
That's right.
That you got for me, basically.
That's right. No. Well earned.
You did it to me as a joke.
There's no joking matter, especially when it comes to these.
A decade ago, he handed out a best burger in Cleveland. And
I did.
He stopped doing that.
These venerable journalism awards. How do you feel to be, really the top sports journalism guy here in not just the city, the state of Ohio?
I'm going to have to try to grow a beard now. I've decided to quit cigars and pick up pipes.
I'll be smoking pipes.
And,
that's good.
I will no longer be using the word ain't, which ain't a word. I'm not allowed to do that anymore now that I'm a big J journalist.
Who are the other heavy hitters that were there at the Cleveland
Baskin
Press
Awards?
Baskin
was at our table.
Andy Baskin.
I dined with Baskin.
Nice. A true journalist.
Yes.
In the sense of the word.
Yes.
How was the food?
Nate Ulrich was there. It was fine. Food was fine. Great Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal, Ohio.com and everything.
Were you beefing with anybody there?
No.
You've collected so many enemies.
My buddy Vince
Gary.
I don't have any enemies. There's people who hate me. I don't hate them. Not in this city. And then there's one in another city who hates me, and I couldn't care less about what he thinks, so it doesn't matter about that.
Well, this is why you gotta shove it in their face now.
What
you're mopping up? You're mopping up the journalism awards.
They will go on the wall in the office at home. That's where they will go.
Very good. That's it for Lima Likes.
Outstanding.
Congrats. Congrats to Kenny.
I'll go stop it. You don't care.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.